AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. For the first time since the nuclear agreement with Iran was announced, an Obama administration official is in Israel to discuss the agreement. On his way to Tel Aviv, Defense Secretary Ash Carter told reporters he knows his mission won't be easy, but he's confident the U.S. and Israel can continue to work together.
Friends can disagree, but we have decades of rock-solid cooperation with Israel.
But Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says this deal is worse than the one struck years ago with North Korea.
It was a deal with North Korea. That proved to be a historic mistake as well. And North Korea today has a dozen nuclear bombs and is on track to get, within a few years, 100 nuclear bombs.
He made his comments on CBS. People in the Midwest have been dealing with strong storms and flash flooding. In Ohio, shelters have been put up in Georgetown Village to help flood victims.
The Red Cross was on the scene to support the search and rescue teams. They supplied food and drink. And they were there in case we needed to establish some type of housing.
A mobile home was swept away in the floodwaters, and three people inside were killed. In the West, heavy rains have helped firefighters who've been trying to get control of wildfires in Southern California. The family of a gunman who killed five service members in Chattanooga says he had suffered from depression for many years. The father of one of the Marines killed in the attack says he wants to see better protection for members of the military.
The reserve centers themselves, please give these guys something. Give them something just in case.
Governors in at least a half dozen states have ordered National Guardsmen to be armed. 10 years after he gave a deposition in response to sexual assault allegations, comedian Bill Cosby's words are being gone over by journalists and lawyers. In the deposition, Cosby says a woman who accused him of molestation was a willing participant in a sexual encounter. This is AP Radio News. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump says he won't apologize for his criticism of Senator John McCain.
Trump had said McCain is a war hero because he was captured in Vietnam.
I'm very disappointed in John McCain because the vets are horribly treated in this country.
On ABC's This Week, Trump said he would do more for veterans than McCain did. He spoke of the reaction in Iowa when he first criticized John McCain.
I got a standing ovation, the biggest ovation they had all weekend by far. When I left the room, it was a total standing ovation. It was wonderful to see. Nobody was insulted.
Fellow Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio says Donald Trump has insulted all prisoners of war, not just John McCain. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Former President George H.W. Bush is back at his summer home in Kennebunkport, Maine, after being released from a hospital where he was treated for a fractured vertebra. The 91-year-old fell at his home Wednesday. A Bush spokesman says a very grateful Bush returned home from the Maine Medical Center. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.